Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 17th of December, 2015. It's the birthday of Erskine Caldwell, born in Moreland, Georgia, 1903. Father was an itinerant Presbyterian preacher. He lived in a series of poor rural communities in the South. Erskine Caldwell said, "I wrote about what I had seen, but nothing I put down on paper succeeded in conveying the full meaning of poverty and hopelessness and degradation as I had observed it." His two most famous books, published back-to-back, 1932 and 1933, Tobacco Road and God's Little Acre. It's the birthday of the novelist Penelope Fitzgerald, born in Lincoln, England, 1916. Family was literary, but not well-to-do. The study was the only warm room in the house. She said, "I was brought up in a journalist's home and in a family where everyone was publishing or about to publish something." She didn't start writing a novel until she was 58 years old. Her husband was dying of cancer, and she thought that writing a novel with him would be a way to keep him entertained. The novel was The Golden Child. It came out in 1977, the year after he died. She went on to write 8 more, including Offshore, which won the Booker Prize in 1979. Penelope Fitzgerald, who said, "I believe that people should write biographies only about people they love or understand or both. Novels, on the other hand, are often better if they're about people the writer doesn't like very much." It's the birthday of the Hmong writer, Khao Kalia Yang, born in Ban Vanai refugee camp in Thailand in 1980. Family moved to this country when she was 6. She wrote a memoir about growing up Hmong in America called The Late Homecomer. And it was on this day in 1892, Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet premiered at the Mariinsky Theater in St. Petersburg. The production was a huge failure with both critics and audience. Tchaikovsky died less than a year later, had no idea that the Nutcracker would become a classic, one of the most popular ballets ever. Here's a poem for today by James Wright entitled Complaint. She's gone, she was my love, my moon or more. She chased the chickens out and swept the floor, emptied the bones and nutshells after feasts, and smacked the kids for leaping up like beasts. Now morbid boys have grown past awkwardness. The girls let stitches out dress after dress to free some swinging bodies, riding space and form the new child's unimagined face. Yet, while vague nephews spitting on their curls amble to pester winds and blousy girls, what arm will sweep the room? What hand will hold new snow against the milk to keep it cold? And who will dump the garbage, feed the hogs, and pitch the chickens' heads to hungry dogs? Not my lost hag, who dumbly bore such pain, childbirth at midnight, sassafras and rain, new snow against her face and hands she bore, and now lies down, who was my moon or more." Complaint, a poem by James Wright from Above the River, Complete Poems, published by Noonday Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.